on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Indian fans, and welcome to Wapakoneta High School. Tonight, we take on the Parkway Panthers in girls softball action, and I am thrilled to death to be here in Wapakoneta with you, Spencey. I got my son Harrison with us tonight. Harrison's going to fill in for my partner, Bob Stogler, who had a Cooper thing tonight, so Harrison said he would do it. Harrison, welcome aboard, bud.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, that a boy. Hey, we got a tough game tonight. We getting ready here to do the national anthem here before too long, but we're going to go through the lineups for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Leading off, freshman Brenna Homan. She will be the catcher this evening. Batting second, sophomore Olivia Homan. She will be our pitcher. Batting third, another sophomore, Bailey Tebby, will be at second base. Batting fourth, a junior, Aaliyah Jenkins. She will be our designated hitter this evening. Batting fifth, Rachel Tin. She will be at shortstop. She's a sophomore. Batting sixth, a senior, Taylor Greasy. She will be in right field. Batting seventh, Lydia Winning. She will be at first place this evening. She's a sophomore. Hannah Kanapke will bat eighth. She will be at third base this evening. She's a junior. Macy Day will bat ninth for us, and she will be in center field. And our flex player is Taylor Tin, a senior. She will be in left field this evening, starting for the Fort Recovery Indians. For the Parkway Panthers, who are ranked, and help me out here, I think they are second or third, right? Third. Colin Foster says third. Thank you, Colin. They come into the ninth game, and I know they lost to Minster, which, by the way, this evening Minster played New Bremen here in the game before us. Went into extra innings. Minster had to lead 3-1 going into the bottom. They scored two runs and ended up winning in the eighth, 4-3, in a heck of a ball game. So we got to see the tail end of that. So Minster transfers on, and they will play the winner of this ball game coming up for the district championship. For the Parkway Panthers, we have Macy Henkel. She will be batting first. She'll be playing left field. Kenzie Seip will be in center field batting second. Bailey Strickler will be at third base batting third. Haley Hawk will be pitching and batting fourth. Bailey Bates will be the shortstop. She'll be batting fifth. Lauren Henderson will be batting sixth, and she'll be at first base. Batting seventh is Alyssa Miller. She will be in right field. Batting eighth is McKenna Temple. She will be the designated hitter. Lane Claudie will be the second baseman. She will be batting ninth. And Allie Ford will be the catcher, and she is also the flex player for Mark Esselstein's Parkway Panthers. So we're looking forward to a great game tonight, and hopefully the Indians can battle with these girls. Parkway is an extremely talented softball team, aren't they, Harrison? They've been tough all year, and this Haley Hawk girl, I'm pretty sure she's the MAC Player of the Year 4 years in a row. So that's something to be said right there. So they're getting ready here. They're going to announce the players and do the national anthem. Spencey, we want to go ahead and take a break here, and we'll be ready. We'll be ready for first pitch coming up.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. They're now open Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their wing and pizza buffet, and don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist. In the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Amanda Hippel.
Adam Byram.
Maddie Kaiser.
Austin Timmerman.
Rick Kanapke.
Aaron Littmer. Bridget Pluckutter.
Joe O'Connor.
Claire Metzger.
Chloe Metzger.
Clinton Michael Metzger.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With a Generac whole house generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The 7th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 8th, 9th, and 10th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot before Sunday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. Or you can email him at evers_ryan@yahoo.com. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2018 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head on down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2018 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun. Here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Josh Holman.
Adam Shanglein.
Kelsey Judy.
Carly Stone.
Taylor Tin.
Matthew Keyes.
Rachel Mormon.
Kyle Timmerman.
Will Holman.
Jessica Wendell.
Colin Randall Sanders.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
With hay season just-
just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
All right, here we go. We're back in Wapakoneta High School for the girls' softball action. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kupp, along with Harrison Kupp and Neil Spencer. We're going to bring the broadcast to you here this evening. The Indians got a big challenge for them tonight, facing the number three school in the state of Ohio, the Parkway Panthers. And this Haley Hawk girl is, I'm watching her warm up, man. She can bring the heat. So the Indians are going to be the visiting team, and Brenna Homan's going to step in there. Brenna Homan followed by Olivia Homan and Bailey Tebby, the first three batters, to start the game. And we're ready for pitch number one. First pitch taken on the outside edge for strike number one. 210 down the lines, right field and left field. 230 date straightaways. There's one smack foul for strike two. 230 straightaway center field and 220 in the alleys. What do we call there? Oh, she stepped on the plate. Very good. Strikeout for Brenna Homan. Looks like she must have stepped on the plate during that swing, and that's going to be out number one for a strikeout. Strikeout number one for Haley Hawk, and that's going to bring Olivia Homan, sophomore pitcher for the Indians. That ball's on the outside edge of the plate, called strike. I think we played these girls at home this year, and they got the best of us at home, so I was taken inside for a ball.
They kind of got the best of everybody they played, almost everybody they played.
They're a tough ball club, that's for sure.
They're very good, and the Hawk girl is the real deal.
Yeah, she's awesome. There's a swing and a miss, a fastball. Strike two, two balls and a strike to Olivia Homan. Top of the first inning, just getting this game underway a little bit later than planned. We had an extra inning game before us between the New Bremen Cardinals and the Mr. Wildcats. Mr. come back to tie it up in the seventh and went ahead and won the game in the eighth, 4-3 in a heck of a ball game. Two balls, two strikes to Olivia. Bailey Tebby on deck. That one's popped up, going to come in, and they're going to make a play, and it's going to bounce foul. So, foul ball. Landed in fair territory and had so much spin on it that she went right out of bounds. John Derryberry down there at first base. Three umpires for the girls' softball.
I don't think that's Derryberry. Maybe it is, but
I think so.
Maybe.
All right, Olivia steps back in there. Two balls, two strikes count to her. One out here, top of the first inning. That one's taken high for a ball. Good eye by Olivia. Fort Recovery girls are young, folks. We got, we got Brenna Homan's a freshman. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores starting. That one's pulled foul out of play. We've got, a freshman, 5 sophomores, 2 juniors, and a senior. Young ball club for E.J. Stephen. Sectional champs, first time since 2010. Swing and a miss. Nice fastball right there from Hawk, and that's going to be strikeout number two. And that's going to bring Bailey Tebby to the plate. We did a ball game earlier in the year, about a month ago, maybe, or 3 weeks. Spencer, we went over to Jay County, and that was a hitting parade. That was a high-scoring game, and it was a lot of fun. And our girls was in that game. It was, if I remember right, it was like
getting 13-12.
I knew it was one run, and we had two outs in the seventh inning, and they scored 7 runs on us.
I think that was bottom of the sixth.
Mets.
Yeah.
And then we came up and we might have, I think we got three or four runs, but we didn't.
Our sales were pretty flat there.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. That one hits the inside edge for strike two. So Bailey finds herself in a little bit of a hole here, down one ball, two strikes, to arguably one of the best pitchers in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
She hits a line shot over towards the second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it, makes a nice play over to first. So three up, three down. A couple of strikeouts for Hawk in the inning, and after a half an inning, Indians nothing, Parkway zero.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Eddie Seifried.
Dustin Allen.
Kaya Wendell.
Lily Wehrkamp.
AJ Heikamp.
Samantha Collig.
Harrison Kalp.
Aaron Holman.
Alexis Bupp.
Ross Jones.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
All right, here we go. We're back. And Wapakoneta for the bottom of the first inning. Indians picked up no runs in the top half of the first. Libby Homan takes the mound. She's going to face Macy Henkel, sophomore, a fielder for the Parkway Panthers. 1-1 count on her right now. That one's popped up and out of play. One ball, two strikes. These girls are about the same size, Harrison. Look at that pitcher and look at that hitter. That Henkel girl is short. And Olivia's out there. They're about the exact same build. I'm going to say goodnight, sign. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes. Mackenzie Sipe, the center fielder, is on deck for the Panthers. Ooh, nice off-speed pitch. I thought it was going to be called a strike.
Yeah.
A little bit high right there. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here, bottom of the first inning.
Looked like it might have dropped down in the zone, but probably after it crossed the plate.
Definitely an off-speed pitch right there. Looked pretty good.
On the way.
That one's high, ball four. So Olivia walks the first batter, and that puts a runner on base for Parkway. That's going to bring Mackenzie Sipe to the plate, followed by Bailey Strickler, third baseman for Parkway. See what happens here with these runners. They our infield's playing for bunt. Both of them, everybody charges, and she squared the bunt and pulled back. Was called a strike. Lauren Wenning over at first. Anna Canapi at third. That one's popped up foul out of play. So Olivia gets ahead of this girl. 0-2. Need an out here, Harrison. Tomorrow night, we're going to be in Elida for boys baseball. We'll take on Ottawa Glandorf. 4 p.m. start. So make sure you tune in. If you can't make it to Ottawa Glendorf, Bobby and I will be there.
Elida against Ottawa Glendorf.
At Elida against Ottawa Glendorf. Yep. Yeah. 4 p.m. start. We follow the Coldwater Cavalier ball game. Here comes the one ball, two strikes, and that one swung on and pulled foul out of play. Umpire's getting balls. Check that out. Slide them balls. Everybody can bring the balls back and put them in that little tube, and they come rolling right back into the umpire. That's pretty cool. Comes a 1-2. That was taken low. There goes the runner. Running with a throw down just a little bit late, so they're going to have a stolen base. So the Henkel girl's going to move to second on a stolen base. So now a runner was in scoring position for Mackenzie Sipe. She'll be followed by Bailey Strickler and then Haley Hawk. That was a little bit high and outside for ball three. So Mackenzie works the count back to full after falling behind 0-2. Get a strike here, Olivia. Come on, girl. Good looking pitch. She pops it up, chasing over, and it's going to be out of play. In play. Come on, girls, need it out here. Yeah. Don't let them get anything going. That's going to be taken low for a ball. So back-to-back walks to lead this game off for Parkway, and they got runners at first and second, and now Bailey Strickler is going to come to the plate. Come on, girls, get it out here.
Looks like Parkway is going to try to just wait till we start throwing them right across the plate. They're going to wait us out.
Let's take it inside for a ball. Well, we got to throw strikes, but obviously these girls are good hitters, so put them in the middle, they crush it. There's a fine line there, finding that right spot. That's a hard hit ball between first and second. That's going to be a base hit, and they're going to bring one run around. And they're going to be ahead 1-0. So Parkway gets a hit by Bailey Strickler, first base hit of the ball game. She'll go down to first base. Mackenzie Sipe goes over to third on the base hit to right. And Macy Henkel will come around to score to make the ball game 1-0 in favor of the Panthers. So now Haley Halk is up to the plate. Brenna Holman going over her signs with her infield. Runners at first and third.
Hawk, one of the best hitters around besides being the great pitcher.
Yeah, she can flat out hit. She's just a player. First pitch comes in, taken outside for a ball.
Somewhere along the line.
Where's she going to school at, Spencer? You know?
No, I saw it and I don't remember where.
You know, Harrison, where she's going to college?
No clue.
Somewhere along the line, Parkway has some great pitching coaches.
That one swung on and pulled foul out of play.
They've had outstanding pitchers for a long, long time.
Yeah, they were about like, remember Marion, several years ago, Marion had a couple of girls that just threw nothing but smoke, and I can't remember those girls' names, but unhittable.
Yep. And Parkway's just always had that those great pitchers, and I don't know where that comes from, but there's somebody up there that's
good coach.
Somebody or somebody's teaching them pretty good.
There's a hard hit ground ball. That's going to be in the hole between third and short, and that's going to score another run. So a base hit by Haley Hawk scores another run. Back-to-back base hits. RBI, Haley Hawk is now the Ohio High School Athletic Association's all-time leader in RBI. Wow, I got to announce that. The PA announcer just said that Haley Hawk, driving in that run, is now Ohio's all-time leading RBI producer. So that's pretty gosh dang impressive.
That is impressive, and that's really not surprising.
No, that is impressive.
Of course, we don't know anything about all the rest of the state, but around here, she's by far the best player in this area for 4 years in a row.
Yep, she's a stud.
Yep.
So Bailey Strickler goes down to second base. Haley Hawk gets a pinch runner, number seven. Harrison, you got the roster right there. Who's number seven? Pull that out.
I think that one's there. So.
Yeah, Harrison's got it.
Four recoveries.
Flip it over.
That's Jay County. Huh? That's our roster from Jay County. You got it there.
All right, number seven. Courtney Lies.
Lease, I think.
Lease.
L-E-I-S.
All right, very good. So Bailey Bates steps in, the shortstop for the Panthers. They've scored two already. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning against our young pitcher, Olivia Homan. That one's popped up and should be in play. Second baseman goes out, and actually it falls right in front of her. We do get an out. She turns around and fires it over to the shortstop, and we pick up an out at second base. What are we doing here?
I don't know. She's still out there. They announced a fielder's choice. That's
for some reason, we are calling the batter out. Why are we calling the batter out there? Colin, help me out there. Why did the batter get called out? The runner's at second, and the batter is out at first.
Oh, infield fly.
But wouldn't they go back to their base?
Should have to go back, shouldn't they?
Yeah, the runners advance on an infield fly. On an infield fly?
Oh, okay.
Really? All right, well, we got it out on an infield fly, so Bates is the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring Lauren Henderson to the plate. Runners at second and third. One out. Indians trail 2-0. Well, that's a new one on me. That's got to be one of them sophomore rules that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is in everything, but nobody will take that chance.
Yeah, the ball hit the ground, so. Yep. Things real ever seen, folks.
Yep.
It's two balls and a strike here, one out. Bottom of the first inning, Indians trail 2-0. That one's popped up, foul out of play. No, it's not in. We're going to turn that over to Colin Foster and let him get to the bottom of that. Colin, looks at me over your shoulders. I'm out. Alyssa Miller on deck for the Panthers. Inside for a ball. Three balls. Ball four. I'm sorry. That's going to load him back up. That's the third walk in the inning for Olivia. So now with runners on every base, that's going to bring Alyssa Miller, the right fielder, a junior for the Parkway Panthers. We got to get out of this with less damage here, folks.
Yep. Only one out.
Because we're facing
bases are full.
A solid pitcher in Haley Hawk.
Two runs in already.
Make it bad here for the Indians and for Parkway. The Indians need to knock it down, throw it home, get it out here.
Yep.
Nice pitch right there. First pitch right across the heart of the plate for a strike. Base on balls will get you every time, boys. That baby is ripped into the dugout. That's going to be strike two.
That scattered some Pantherettes, didn't it?
Pantherettes.
Well, that probably isn't. The Lady Panthers.
There you go. Pantherettes. I like that. 0-2 count here. Come on, Olivia, strike one out here. Let's go. Ooh, nice job. Nice. Coming on the outside corner. Great pitch by Olivia Homan.
Beautiful.
First strike out of the game.
That's nice.
So Alyssa Miller goes down looking for out number two, and that's going to bring McKenna Temple. She's a designated hitter. Left-hander. So with bases loaded,
Olivia can get out of this jam with two runs, that'd be big. That one's fouled up by over the screen for strike number one. Strickler at third, Hawk at second. Actually, the pinch runner for her, the Lice or Lease, and then Lauren Henderson at first base.
They've been taking a lot of pitches.
That is a rocket right up the middle. And that's going to get out to our center fielder, Macy Day. She fields it, brings it in, but that's going to score two more runs. So Strickler comes around to score, and Hawk comes around to score, and Lice comes around to make it 4-0 in favor of the Panthers. Lauren Henderson stays at second base, and McKenna Temple is down at first with another hit. Base hit number three for the Panthers here in the bottom of the first inning. 4-0 now, the score over the Indians.
Got to get that last out at any base. Got runners in first and second.
That was popped up down the right field line and going to be out of play.
Caught by one of those.
Nice catch up there in one of the stands.
Yeah. Pretty nice catch. Can't see who it is because there's a camera, big camera lens in the way. But
quite a few fans here, but a huge crowd for the Minster.
Yeah, Minster and New Bremen had a lot of people.
The place was packed.
Yep.
Here comes the 0-1. Come on, Olivia. A little bit high and outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning.
Back up to the top of the order.
Yeah, I think in that first game, Minster scored early, and then New Bremen scored in the fifth to tie it at one. Finished 7, tied at one. Minster scored 2 in the top of the eighth. Minster scored 3.
Dang.
Yeah.
That was popped straight up. Brenna's got a chance at that one, and she does. Makes a nice out right there. So nice play by Brenna Homan on Lane Claudie's pop up to the catcher, and that's going to end the inning. But in the inning, they pick up 4 big runs on 3 hits and 3 walks. And at the end of 1 complete, Parkway 4, Fort Recovery 0.
Did Old Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Ethan Shane,
Daniel Cope,
Nathan Thornhill,
Natalie Potcutter,
Max Klingshern,
Cade Wendell,
Brittany Evers,
Alyssa Post,
Andrew Sarker,
Sophie Terman,
Brace Rogers.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
All right, here we go. We're back in Wapakoneta for the top of the second inning. Indians going to go 4-5-6. Jenkins, 10, and Greasy. First three batters for the Lady Indians. They trail 4-0. Early in this ball game, they gave up 4 runs here in the bottom of the first inning. Maybe a little bit of nerves on Olivia's part. She wasn't throwing great pitches and got in trouble, and she wanted to hit her spots and just didn't get the call. So the first batter, Aaliyah Jenkins, comes up, takes 3 pitches, and that's going to be a strikeout swinging. So that's strikeout number 3 for Haley Hawk, and that's going to bring Rachel Tinn to the plate. Rachel, a sophomore shortstop for the Indians.
And by all accounts, playing very well.
Yeah. That was high right there. Ball one. I think it's ball 2.
Yeah.
Is that ball 2, Harrison?
I believe so. Pretty sure that's correct. Might be wrong, but we'll find out.
There's one taken for a strike right down the middle. I think it's 2 balls and a strike is what I think it is. Board says 1-1. One out here in the top of the second inning.
I think we've been swinging, so if we
there.
If we get something close to hit, I think we're just going to swing at it.
3-1, yep. Umpire puts his numbers in. We need a base runner. We haven't had a base runner yet in this ball game. Time to get one. Swing and a miss right there by Rachel Tin. Nice cut.
Yeah, big time cut. She could have made connection on that one. That would have been hit it square. That would have been a base hit.
Swing and a miss right there. Nice fastball by Haley Hawk. Strikeout number 2 in the inning. That's going to bring Taylor Greasy to the plate, followed by the first baseman, Lydia Winning. Hawks got all her pitches working tonight here. What do you think, bud?
Think what?
I think she's got him working.
She can. He's not the best of the best for nothing, Spencey.
Yep.
There's a ground ball foul over to the Indian dugout.
And a little behind on that one.
Yeah, I think it was a strike.
So 0-2, two outs. Like you say, we need a base runner. Might as well get one.
Can't score unless we get some money on.
Yep.
That one's a good pitch right there. No 2 pitch. He brought it up high. And nice job by Taylor to keep her eye on it. Ball one.
Let's go, Taylor.
Ooh. She took that one. That one was awful close. Must have been outside by a little bit. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, they got a 3-1.
That's about belt high.
Well, let me show the board. 3-1. I thought it was. That's ball four. There's a ding dang. So we got our first base runner. So Taylor Greasy goes down there on first. And now Lydia Winning with a chance to move her over here with 2 outs in the top of the second inning.
Yep. Lydia had a home run at Sydney Lehman earlier in the year.
Taken outside. They
were
ball.
The girls were playing on the diamond right beside the boys, and we kept getting some pretty good updates.
She spanked one out. No, huh?
Yep.
Good eye right there. That's down low. Lydia gets ahead 2-0. We got to run our first here. Maybe a pass ball, something. Move her over to second. Get her in scoring position. Never know.
Yep. Make something good happen here.
Ooh. Got a call right there. Looked a little low to me.
That looked like the same pitch as before, which
exactly
was low.
Exactly right. I agree. 2 balls in a strike now. To Lydia Winning. She's followed by Hannah Kanapke. Swing and a miss right there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This girl's got some heat, and our girls are just late.
Yep.
I don't know how fast she throws it, but man, can she throw it.
And they're closer. They're only, I think, 60.
There's a hard hit ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it, flips it over to first base, and that's going to be out number 3. Hey, the Indians get a base runner on a base on balls for Taylor Greasy, but after 1.5 in the books, 4-0 in favor of the Lady Panthers.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Mark your calendars for this year's Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, held June 13th through the 17th. This year's Jubilee features a variety of entertainment for the whole family, including a kickoff event on the Brick Street on Wednesday evening. It also includes live duck races and live bands each night. Other events include Cooper's Kitties Day, go-kart races, games, rides, chicken dinners, and the famous Fireman's Parade. For a full list of events, check us out on Facebook. Don't forget, the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee, June 13th through the 17th, at Ambassador Park in historic Fort Recovery.
All right, following the game tonight, folks, we're back here in Wapakoneta for the girls' varsity district tournament game here against the Parkway Panthers. But following our game tonight, we have insight at 7 o'clock. Jack Sogler will be...
Obviously, that won't be quite at 7.
It won't be at 7, but it'll be following this game.
Yep.
So Mike Gruby's going to be on insight, one of the school board members. We'll be talking to Jack Sogler. And then followed by Sports Talk with Bub and Fee. Are they doing it tonight or not?
Yeah.
Are they doing it tonight? Very good.
At least for now.
I think Jose Fowler is going to be on the radio with Mike.
Yep, so two of the school board members.
A couple of school board members. That'll be a nice interview for Jack.
Yeah, talking about all the good things going on. And
very good.
Yep.
So here we go. The Parkway Panthers are going to roll back to the top of their lineup. They batted 9 in the bottom half of the first inning, scored 4. And it's going to be Macy Henkel, Mackenzie Sipe, and Bailey Strickler, first 3 batters again for the Panthers.
Yep, our schools have been consistently top in the state with scores and a lot of stuff going on. And it's really good to get a little inside information on how all that stuff works.
How things go.
Yep, and Jack, former school board member, knows the right questions to ask.
He'll have good questions. So. Yeah. 1-1 here to Macy Henkel, and that one's hit hard out in the gap towards right center, and that's going to get between our outfielders. She's going to head over to second. She's going to round second. She's going to try to go to third. Here comes the throw, and she's going to be safe. So a leadoff triple by Macy Henkel. And the Panthers are threatening again in the bottom of the second inning. And she hit the gap perfect. He couldn't hit it in between two outfielders any better than that.
See, just about evenly spaced between our center fielder and right fielder.
Yep. So here comes Mackenzie Sipe. She had a base on balls in the first inning. Came around to score the game's second run. She pops that one straight up. Olivia Homan comes off the mound. She's going to make the play for out number 1. So we pick up an out there. Pop up to the pitcher.
Let's do that 2 more times.
Yeah, no kidding. So with 1 out here, we go to Bailey Strickler. I'm not so sure of that. If we can get this girl out, I'd walk Haley off.
Yep. Yep.
See what happens. That's a hard hit ball out towards the second baseman. She comes up with a nice play over her shoulder for out number 2.
Yep.
So a couple pitches, couple outs. Nice job, Olivia.
Yeah. I would walk her for a couple of reasons. It sets up a force at second if you need it.
Absolutely. I would certainly think that shorter Stephen is thinking about it.
Could, we're going to pitch to her.
Could be one of those...
don't give her anything to hit pitch.
Yeah, we'll see what's... Well, we put one right down the middle. She lines it right out to Macy Day, and that's what all we know about softball. So 3 straight pitches, 3 straight outs, and the Indians strand the runner at third with a leadoff triple. How about that, folks? Yep, that wasn't picturing that, Spencey. So we got 2 in the books. The Indians need to get some runs going here. We're trailing 4-0.
B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Amanda Hipple,
Adam Byram,
Maddie Kaiser,
Austin Timmerman,
Rick Knapke,
Aaron Littmer,
Bridget Puckhutter,
Joe O'Connor,
Claire Metzger,
Chloe Metzger,
Clinton Michael Metzger.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
We're back at Wapakoneta for the top of the third inning. And he is looking to get a couple runs on the board here and close the gap. They're trailing 4-0. To the Lady Panthers, we go Hannah Kanapke, Macy Day, and then we go back up to Brenna Homan. Taylor Tin is our flex player. She's out in left field, but she does not bat. 1-1 to Hannah. Right back at the old screen.
Yep. just about right at us.
Bubba would have caught that one.
Not through that screen, he wouldn't. I don't believe he can get his hands in those little holes.
Like he can catch things he can't catch.
And he's never had to prove
a nice off-speed pitch right there by Haley Hawk, and that's going to be a strikeout for Hannah Konapke. Strikeout number 5 for Hawk, and that's going to bring Macy Day to the plate. Boy, that was a filthy pitch right there.
Yep.
She drew her all that heat and then pulled the string on one. Casey comes up, tries to drag button one down the first base line, goes foul. First strike.
I like that idea.
Yeah. EJ Steven comes in, gives her a couple instructions here. Actually, this day girl hit the crap out of the ball when we were at Jay County.
Yeah.
And so did Lydia Winning that day. That was fouled over in the dugout. Brenna Homan on deck for the Indians, trailing 4-0.
Top of the third. We got one out. Try to get a few runners on, get somebody in.
He's fouled over the screen also. We're just so, I mean, she just throws so hard, and we're so late on those.
Yep, we're behind on the swings.
Just need to get her timing down. Get through the lineup one time and try to keep this a 4-run ball game, and then you never know. There's a ground ball over to second baseman. Second baseman comes up, underhands over to first baseman for out number 2. The only person that's made putouts so far in this ball game has been the second baseman for the Panthers. So we roll back to the top, and we'll see what Brenna can do in her second at bat. Brenna struck out swinging the first time up. So far, we've had one base runner. That was a base on balls to Taylor Greasy. First pitch down and low, and or actually called a strike. Went on the inside edge.
Let's get another runner on here. 2 outs, but let's get it going.
There's a ground ball right back to Haley Hawk. She comes up with it, flips over to first base, out number 3. 3 up, 3 down again for the Indians. And we've got 2.5 in the books, and we're going to get the bats rolling on this Hawk girl. We trail 4-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive 2 doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Josh Holman, Adam Shinline,
Kelsey Judy, Carly Stone, Taylor Tin,
Matthew Keys,
Rachel Mormon,
Kyle Zimmerman,
Will Holman,
Jessica Wendell,
Colin Randall Sanders.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
Back to Wapakoneta High School. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Parkway Panthers are going to go Bailey Bates, Lauren Henderson, and Alyssa Miller, first 3 batters for the Pantherettes, as Spencey likes to call them.
I think Lady Panthers is probably a better.
One swung on and hit out towards Macy Day in center. Macy comes in and she can't make the play. Going to bounce right in front of her. They're going for second, and she's in there. So good hustle right there by Bailey Bates. It was one of those balls Macy was playing a little bit too deep and just landed right in front of her. What are you going to do?
Yep.
So a leadoff double by Bates puts a runner in scoring position, and that brings Lauren Henderson to the plate. For just joining us, the Indians got a little bit of a late start here. We trail 4-0 to the Lady Panthers. There's a ground ball that gets past Olivia, goes over to the second baseman. She comes up, fires to Lydia at first, and that's going to be out number 1. The runner does advance over to third on the ground ball to the right side. So that's going to bring Alyssa Miller to the plate. Alyssa struck out the first time up. I'd like to see her do a copycat version of that one. See what happens. Nice pitch right there, yep, by Olivia. Catches the outside edge for strike number one.
Yep. That was a nice, nice pitch. If you're tuning in for Insight, it will be on after the game. School board members talking with Jack, talking about what's going on in our school.
And I just cleared it. Ooh, that's hit hard out towards left fielder, and that's going to be over the head of our left fielder. That's going to bring one in. She's heading around second. She's heading to third. Here comes the throw, and she slides in there just safe. So Alyssa Miller with a triple. She didn't listen to me, Spencer. She didn't strike out.
No.
Bailey Bates,
say it louder.
Bailey Bates comes across the plate to make it a 5-0 ball game, and that's going to bring McKenna Temple to the plate. McKenna had a base hit her first time up in the first inning.
Yeah, she probably wasn't listening to Fort Recovery Radio. She's probably listening to WRKD.
Maybe.
They're also broadcasting the game.
Here comes the lefty.
And if you get up around
first pitch outside for
Rockford area, it's 101.3 on the FM dial.
Oh, 0.3.
Get within 5 to 10 miles, depending on the weather.
Nice pitch by Olivia. Swing and a miss. One count here, one out here. They scored or picked up another run in the bottom of the third to make it 5-0. There's a hard hit ball out towards Macy, and it slices away from her. That's going to bring home Miller. Runner going, she's going to third, and I think we got a chance at this one. Here comes the play, and
safe.
Caller's safe.
This is the call.
Wow.
EJ's
coming out to argue this one, and I'm pretty sure that she was out.
The base is, there's a window of frame right exactly where the base is, so I couldn't see the base.
That throw was there, and I'm pretty dang sure. I think she dropped if he thinks she dropped the ball or what, but she definitely was. She's not going to win the argument.
No, but she made her point. That's.
Yeah, so Miller comes around, she scores, and Temple ends up on third. So back-to-back triples leading, followed by the double by Bates. And the Indians now find themselves in
now,
a hole,
6-0. Number 22 is pinch runner at third.
Number 22. Let's give her some shout-outs. Madison Krager. Kroger.
Yep, Krager, I believe. K-R-O-E-G-E-R. Krieger, possibly.
Good luck, Madison. 6-0 ball game. Indians find themselves in a deep hole here now. Here comes the pitch. That's going to get up and over Brenna's glove. He's going to flip it home to Olivia, and she's going to be safe. Kind of a wild pitch here.
Yep. She did get her glove on it, but it was way up and
up too high for Brennan to get up there and get it.
Batter.
So now three runs cross the plate here for Parkway, and it makes it 7-0.
And bases are empty, still only one out.
Yeah, bases are empty. Lane Claudie. That one's popped up right to the catcher, and Brennan makes the play for out number two. So now with two outs, we roll the top back to Macy Henkel. Henkel reached on a base on balls in the first inning, and then she had a leadoff triple in the second inning, and then we stranded her right there. So she finds herself batting three straight innings. That's never good.
Nope, that is not good.
Was taken for a strike right on the right at her ankles right there. Man, I don't know how she's supposed to hit that puppy, but I'll take it.
Let's go, Olivia.
Ooh, nice pitch.
That was
right
a
there.
Really
that
nice was, pitch. She one, just watched it.
Yeah, that one right there was one you had to swing at right down the heart of the plate. No balls, two strikes to Macy Henkel.
Two outs. Let's get out of it here. Third baseman tying her shoes, so a little pause for a second. Batter's back in.
Come on, Olivia. Olivia's got one strikeout so far in the ball game. Little pitch out right there. Nice call by our catcher. Try to get her to chase one out of the strike zone.
Yep.
All right. Here comes a 1-2. That one swung on and popped up foul out of play. Indians got a pretty good crowd over there.
Yep.
Several in the bleachers. I cannot see over towards Parkway side. Here comes a 1-2. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Brenna. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces wild, as we like to say on the old baseball broadcast.
Yep. Stole that from our friend Ron Brunswick. But
no way. We made that up for him. Yeah, we did that for him.
He said that for the last 20 years.
We taught him.
Well, I don't doubt that.
He's busy boy tonight. I'm sure he's doing some baseball games somewhere. He probably did the St. Henry Minster game.
Yes, he did.
Which we would like to let you know that Minster beat St. Henry 5-1. Got that info from Colin Foster?
Yeah, that's a pretty reliable source.
Yeah, I think he's probably not lying to us. We had it on the game. We had it on the truck when we was coming here, and it was nothing in the third inning. So tight ball game, but St. Henry broke it loose, and Mr. went on to get him 5-1. How about that? There is a rocket out towards right field. Gets past our right fielder. Macy Henkel rounding second. She's heading for third, and she's in there.
So is that 3-4 triples this inning?
That is 1-2. Third triple and a double so far in this inning.
Yep.
They're hitting them where we ain't, folks.
Yep. They are hitting the gaps.
That baby was right down the line, and no chance for our right fielder to get over to make that play.
And when we get our chance in the top of the fourth, we need to start doing that too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Find those gaps.
So that brings Mackenzie Sipe to the plate, followed by Bailey Strickler.
Thank you.
Mackenzie Sipe.
A strike?
Mackenzie's walked in the first inning and then popped up to the pitcher her second time up. So with a runner at third, she steps in and she hits a hard ball out towards left field, and our left fielder is going to make that play, and it's going to be out number three. Well, they pick up three more on us, folks, and now the Indians trail 7-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. And that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professionally manicured lawn.
All of us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Haley Duhamel,
Taylor Greasy,
Nick Twace,
Trevor Vaughn,
Grace Tin,
Christy McIntosh Toby,
Isaac Wenning,
Sydney Deuce,
Heather Klinke,
Gabriel Griesup,
Lydia Schmitz.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
All right, here we go. Back to Wapakoneta High School for the top of the fourth inning. Indians against the Parkway Panthers. Olivia Homan's going to lead the Fort Recovery Indians off. And she bangs one just to the short, the third baseman. Third baseman came up, made a nice play for out number one. And that brings Bailey Tebby to the plate. And Bailey takes the first pitch and drives it right up the middle for our first base hit of the game. Olivia had a nice play right there. She knocked it down to third base, and third baseman came in, charged, and threw a rocket over to first base for out number one. So that brings Leah Jenkins to the plate. She swings and misses at the first pitch.
We are swinging at him. We're not standing there.
Oh, no.
We're not gonna get walked. It's not going to happen much with Hawk.
Rachel Tin on deck for the Indians. That one swung on and knocked foul out of play. We got to find out why all these girls have that number 15 in there.
Yeah. There's to do like with a little ribbon on the back of their batting helmets.
Strikeout looking right there for Jenkins, and I thought it was a bit outside myself, but
yeah.
Call a strike, too close to let go, and that's out number two, and strikeout number six for Haley Hawk. So our shortstop, the sophomore Rachel Tinn, steps to the plate. Takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Bailey Tebby out there at first base. He had a base hit for the Indians. First base hit for the Indians. That one's hit hard out towards center field. Center fielder going over, and she played that absolutely perfect. Makes about three steps to her left, and she makes the play for out number three. The Indians do pick up a hit. Nothing to show for it. And through three and a half, Parkway 7 for recovery 0.
Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students.
Jared Heikamp.
Sabrina Schmidt.
Evan Post.
Jack Gonzalez.
Hannah Evers.
Dylan Wiegand.
Kristen Keller.
Curtis Gruby.
Cassius Metzger.
Carissa Evers.
Ryan Braun.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors. Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. They're now open Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their wing and pizza buffet, and don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
All right, here we go. We're back at Walpuck. We're getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians trail 7-0. Parkway's going to bring Strickler, Hawk, and Bates, first three batters to the plate against Our Lady Indians. So far, so good for the Panthers, not so good for the Indians. Olivia's been battling out there, but this team is just they're just much above us, you know, Harrison?
Yep.
Yeah, they've been playing well all year, and they've got such a really good, strong program going. Indians are heading that way now.
Well, I can tell you one thing. We're heading in the right direction.
Yes,
we're playing in the district tournament. That one's popped up to the infield. Second baseman goes back, makes the play for out number one. One up, one down here in the fourth inning for Olivia Homan, and that's going to bring Haley Hoff to the plate. Haley had a single in the first inning, and then in the second inning, she hit an absolute bullet out to Macy Day in center field, right in her glove. So she's one for two. That was taken just a smidge outside. Nothing ball game here in favor of the Parkway Panthers. That was taken high and outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Indians so far have picked up one hit on the Tebby girls' base hit. For the Parkway Panthers, they have eight. And make that nine. That is a bullet out to the fence between right and center. And Haley Hawk's going to have a stand-up double.
Another one that just hit right in that gap.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is.
I don't think I'd say.
But that's about the seventh gapper we've seen.
There's been a bunch of them that are you couldn't walk out there and place the ball in a better spot than they've been hitting them. Man,
quite something. So I got the same base runner. The Lease girl comes in to run for Haley Hawk. So with one out here, that's going to bring Bailey Bates to the plate. That one's popped up down the right field line, and that's going to be just out of play for Lydia Winning.
Lydia went over to the fence, but she didn't have a chance. Another 5 feet or more.
So we get an early strike on her. No balls, one strike, one away here in Wapakoneta. If the boys can somehow pull off a victory tomorrow night against the Ottawa Glendorf boys, which I think is going to be a heck of a ball game, that was pulled foul down the third base line for strike two. We will play Saturday at 1 p.m. against Coldwater or Van Buren, and when we come on the air tomorrow night, we will know exactly who won that ball game because that's played right before ours. So
yep, that's a 2 o'clock game, I believe.
If you can somehow make it over to Elida tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, there's a hit out towards right field, and that's going to be over the head of our right fielder, and that's going to bring home another run, and the runner is, she's going to head over to third with a stand-up triple. Mercy, mercy, mercy. So, Bailey Bates, she had a double the last time up, and she adds to it with a triple this time up, and drives in another run. So, the last girl comes around to score in place of Haley Hawk, and that makes the ball game 8-0 in favor of the Parkway Panthers.
One out.
So Lauren Henderson comes to the plate. She walked in the first inning, grounded out to the Teddy girl at second base the last time up. And she takes the first pitch strike.
Second inning's only inning they didn't score, and they had a runner at a leadoff triple.
Yep.
And we got three straight outs, a couple of pop-ups, and I believe maybe a strikeout.
No, we had a line drive that helped.
Yeah, to the center fielder.
That one's popped up over towards the second baseman, just over her head in front of the right fielder, and that's going to bring home the ninth run of the game for Parkway. So a base hit by Lauren Henderson brings home Bailey Bates. And now it's a 9-0 ball game in favor of the Parkway Panthers.
Bottom of the fourth, one out.
Yeah.
We need to get double play here, wouldn't be bad.
We need to get out of this, or this is trouble. That one swung on and knocked foul over the screen. Nothing ball game here in favor of the Lady Panthers. Indians just can't get anything going against this Hawk girl, and I got a feeling it's going to be trouble for a lot of teams. And
yes,
and when she's pitching like she is today, hats off to her.
Yeah, she's gone 4 years as not quite unhittable, but man, she is good.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one swung on and fouled out of play also.
Yep. And, player of the year, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year in the league. And I believe she's been somewhere in the all-state.
Yeah, she's got many accolades, that's for sure.
On every year, too. And obviously she'll be way up there this year.
She's got a lot of accolades. That was taking a bit outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Indians need to hold them here and get the bats going because one more run and this ball game is over.
Yeah, well, we got to get through the fifth inning, but I believe. I think that's how they do it.
There's a ground ball over towards the Tebby girl. It's going to get tired. I tell you, we've been so close to fielding some of these balls, and it's just a step away or a half a glove away, and that's another base hit for Alyssa Miller. Moves Henderson over to second base, and McKenna Temple comes to the plate. She's the designated hitter. The left-hander for the Panthers. Mark Esselstein comes in, gives her a couple instructions. Looks like he's coming in to have a pinch runner.
Yep.
Potentially.
I think there was number three out there that went in for the second base.
Number three, Miranda Haynes, senior outfielder for the Panthers.
She's a short little girl. I'd say she might not be 5 feet tall.
She is short.
short probably means she's fast.
All right, so we're making the umpires coming up. We're talking to E.J. Stephen.
Yep. So we got one out and runners at first and second for the Panthers. Bottom of the fourth, 9-0, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it's just...
We needed all of those things to go our way, and they just haven't.
Yeah, it's a solid ball club, Spencer.
Yes, they are.
Once in a while, you just got to tip your hat. Ball game ain't over. That's why we come and play. There's a hard hit ground ball right up the middle. And that's going to get between the shortstop and the second baseman. And that's going to load the bases up. So McKenna Temple with a base hit. Henderson goes over to third. Miller to second. And that's going to bring Lane
going up
down. Yep, he did going to go out and talk to her team. Say, girls, we need him out here. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits so far in this inning.
I think she is explaining to him, if you can, get that play to home. Don't let that 10th run score.
Well, pretty sure those girls know what the heck they're doing out there, and maybe they've got something else going on, and she's just trying to give her some... Just trying to fire her up a little bit.
Yep. Still only one out. Base is full.
Yeah. 13 hits now for the Panthers, one for the Indians. So Lane Claudy steps in there. Nice stop by.
Yep. Got that one as an inside.
Man, I tell you, she did a nice job of moving her body
she
over
did.
And blocking that ball. Good job, Brenna Holman. Comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball over to the Tebby girl. She comes home, and that's going to be a nice play by the Tebby girl to get out number two.
Great job.
So the Henderson girl gets cut out 4-2 in the old book for out number two. Clowney goes down to first on a fielder's choice. Miller goes to third. Temple at second. And that's going to bring Macy Henkel, the leadoff girl. Back-to-back triples so far for this girl. The last two times up, she reached base safely every time. Walking to first and then back-to-back triples. There's a hard hit ground ball over to Taylor Tinn at second. And she cut at shortstop. And Hannah had to come over. She was going to try to field it.
Shortstop and third baseman trying to field it.
Nobody
there
at third. So that's going to be a base hit for Henkel.
It was too late to go home.
And that scores Miller to make it 10-0. So Mackenzie Sipe comes up. She's going to be the ninth hitter of the inning so far for the Panthers. And she hits a fly ball out towards 10 in left field. And she comes in and hits her glove and falls right out of her glove. And that's going to score another run. That's going to score Temple from second to make it 11-0. Sipe will end up at first. Henkel to second. And that's going to be an error on our left fielder. Taylor Tinn's our left fielder out there, Harrison. She's not going to be happy with that play. That's one that she knows she should have made.
Yep.
She'll be the first one to tell you that.
Yep, that was in her glove.
Just didn't squeeze it at the right spot. So now we got runners at first and second. That was taken outside for a ball. It should be 11-0, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I got it in the book. Scoreboard says 10.
12-9.
That is a bullet over to Tebby. Nice backhand. Flips over to the shortstop, and they call her safe. And the runner keeps going, and that's going to be another run. I thought they had her out there at shortstop. I thought that was a nice play by the Tebby girl on a backhand over to 10 at short, and whatever. So that's going to score Macy Henkel. And the So now Haley Hawk is up.
Yep, I believe it's 13 or 14, maybe. I'm not sure how many they scored here. Kind of losing track with when we keep thinking we're getting the third out. Runners are still going, so.
I'm going to give her a base hit on it. It was a hard hit ball, but it was probably need four.
Yep, two outs.
So Haley Hawk comes up. 13-0 ball game now in favor of the Panthers.
So now we really have to score some runs in the fifth.
Like nobody's
biz. We come up
in
the top of the fifth to keep this game going.
That was taken high for a ball.
Again, if you're tuning in for Insight, it'll be on right after the game. And it'll be a couple of guys, I believe, from the school board coming in to talk to Jack.
I think we got Mike Gruby and Jose Fowler coming in there.
Yep.
That was taken low for ball four, and that's going to load the bases up. So Hawk down to first, Strickler's over to second, and Sipe is over to third.
And Lise is coming in again to run four, I believe.
Yep.
Lise, that's the same girl.
Same girl comes in to run for Haley Hawk. And that's going to bring Bailey Bates to the plate.
And Haley Hawk, if you didn't hear us earlier, her first RBI in the first inning gives her the all-time Ohio High School Athletic Association lead for runs batted in.
That one's hit hard out towards center field. Macy goes out and makes a nice play over
really
the shoulder
nice play.
Out number three on the Bailey base. But in the inning, they pick up a bunch of runs, Fancy, and they're doing some damage. So after four in the books, the Indians trail 13-0.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here for the top of the fifth inning in Wapakoneta, and we need to score some runs, Harrison. That's all you can say about it, isn't it?
Well.
We're Teddy there, aren't you, Harrison?
He's going like crazy. So we're going to go Greasy winning in Kanapke first three batters.
Need four to keep it going.
Absolutely, we need four to keep it going. The Indians so far, no runs. We got one hit. We stranded a couple. We struck out. I got six, one, two, three, four, five, six times on Haley Hawk. One thing's for sure, we're putting the ball in play better than the first time we went through the lineup.
Yes.
That one's foul tip back to the screen.
And we are swinging.
Oh, without a doubt, we're swinging.
We're not quite catching up to it, but...
Well, she can bring it, that's for sure.
Let's see if this changes this inning, because it was a little better the last time around. Okay.
Swings at a high one, pops it up, and fouls out of play.
Yeah.
Indians need to score some runs here, folks, or this game's going to end on the early note.
13-0. Top of five.
14 hits so far for the Panthers.
About nine of those are triples.
Oop, that one's going to hit the batter, and that's going to be one that gets away from Haley Hawk, and she's going to be down to first base. So Taylor Greasy goes down, hit by the pitch.
And that came out of her hand pretty early. I'd say that hit 10 feet in front.
Slipped out.
Slipped right out of her hand and bounced along the ground and hit her in the foot.
Yep. So that brings Lydia Wedding to the plate. Lydia grounded out to the second baseman.
Here we go, Lydia.
Second inning. That one's taken on the outside edge for a strike. Nice pitch by Hawk. Inside will be following us here. We'll do a quick post game if this game ends after this inning. And that's a hard hit ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman tags the runner, throws to first, and that's going to be a double play.
Oh, man.
How about that? So a double play right there. It's Taylor Greasy. She runs into the tag. That's out number one. And Lydia Winning goes down to second baseman. So that's one way to get out of the
hard hit ball.
Yeah.
And it just goes to exactly the right spot for the Panthers.
Exactly what they wanted.
Yep.
Second baseman's had a lot of work so far in this ballgame. She's made a lot of putouts.
Yep. We're behind on the swing a little bit, so we're not
getting
pulling
balls
it
that way. So
yeah.
So Hannah Canapi steps in. Down to our last chance here, folks. Two outs here in the fifth inning, and that's going to be swung on and pop, first foul back to the screen. Inside will follow us here after this ball game, and tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the boys' baseball team will play Ottawa Glendorf at Elida. There's a nice base shot over towards the second baseman.
Nice play.
What, she scoops that baby up like she knows what she's doing, flips it over to first base, and that's going to be the ball game. So Hannah goes out 4-3, three up, three down. We did get a runner on, but she got into a double play, and that's going to do it for the Indians. So we'll take a quick break here. I'll do some quick booking here, and we'll come back, do some recap, and we'll be out of here.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888. 58.
Us here at Fort Recovery Radio, along with our sponsors, want to congratulate the 2018 graduates of Fort Recovery High School, including these students:
Ethan Shane, Daniel Cope,
Nathan Thornhill,
Natalie Potketter,
Max Klingshern,
Cade Wendell,
Brittany Evers, Alyssa Post,
Andrew Soccer,
Sophie Turman,
Grace Rogers.
Congratulations again to these and all the 2018 graduating seniors, and we wish you good luck in all your future endeavors.
We're back here for a little post-game wrap-up. The Indians fall 13-0 to the Parkway Panthers, who ranked third in the state of Ohio, and they've got a dominating pitcher in Haley Hawk. She also broke the all-time record for RBIs in Fort Recovery in Ohio softball history. Hats off to her, and congratulations to her and the Parkway Panthers. For our girls, hey, we had a solid season there. And we win the sectional. We win 10 ball games on this year's campaign, and I can't say enough about how these young girls have played a lot of good ball games, and we beat some teams this year that we probably weren't supposed to beat, and that is what shows we're coming.
Yes.
And you know, we were a little overmatched tonight with these Panther girls,
number two last week, number three team in the state. They are really, really, they're the real deal and have a legitimate chance.
They're the real deal. And I tell you what, if you want to watch a good softball game, I'd say there's a real good chance you can see one here on Friday when the Parkway girls play the Minster girls in this district championship game.
Yep.
So for the Parkway Panthers, they pick up 13 runs. They had 14 hits. They stranded 7. And Olivia struck out one of their hitters. They had 0 errors. For the Fort Recovery Indians, we had 0 runs. We did get one hit. Trying to think, Bailey Tebby got a hit for us, and we stranded 2 runners. We struck out 6 times against Haley Hawk, and we had 1 error in the ball game. So that pretty much wraps up the things. You can see that they kind of dominated us a little bit here this evening, but you know what? We'll live to fight another day, Spencey, and we'll be back. So tomorrow night we'll have a ball game at 4 o'clock. The Ottawa Glendorf boys will be the Titans, and that game is supposed to start at 4 o'clock, and that depends pretty much on how the Coldwater game goes in front of us. So
they're playing Van Buren.
Yep, keep an eye.
I know Van Buren has some athletes. We played them in basketball.
Yep, that's
pretty good,
right.
Pretty good. So good players.
Keep tuned in, and I'm going to try to get over to that ball game. I'm looking forward to watching that ball game and watching my big brother do some coaching there. So for Harrison Kalp and Dave Kalp and Neil Spencer, we're going to sign off here in Walpock. The Indians did lose a tough one here in the district championship or district semifinal game. 13-0 to the Parkway Panthers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.